Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We have asked each of our parents to share what they did on New Year's Eve, and we're going to try and figure out which one of our parents stayed up the latest on New Year's Eve. I usually love to stay up. I watch the countdown. I watch the ball drop. We pop the champagne. This year, I was in bed at 10:30. How about you, Kennedy? New Year's Eve, what time did you go to bed?
Fairly certain I was asleep by 7:30.
Dan, how about you?
I'm not even joking.
I was up past midnight, but
whoa,
Kaylee pretty much made me.
Okay. All right, Dan, look at you. You young millennial.
I don't have a morning show schedule. I stay up much later.
You are a night owl.
Yeah.
All right, here is my dad, Richard. It's about 45 seconds, and I explained to him, just tell me everything you did on New Year's Day without giving me the time. He kind of messed it up a little bit. I think he might have ChatGPT'd his answer. He's a very serious man. He just takes things very serious when you ask him to do a task.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning. I am Carson's dad, and he asked me to give some details of my wife, Letitia, and my New Year's Eve celebration this year. We had only arrived back from an RV trip to Baton Rouge to visit Tisha's daughter, Savannah, on the 30th and took our motor home to an RV park near good friends who were having a New Year's Eve party that evening. We live in St. Petersburg, so it's about an hour drive while the RV park is only about 3 minutes away. And they had about 30 to 35 friends attending. They have a good friend who has a local band, Berto, that normally plays at a club on New Year's Eve, but we all hired them to play at Billy's and Rachel's house. And they played in the living room, which is not that large, and it was very loud, but a really good band.
All right, so there's my dad. Went over to a friend's house. They hired a band to play there.
I mean, he's adorable.
Right?
It sounded like a 7-year-old book report. I'm here for it.
Okay. What I did over the summer is...
And then I went to this.
I love it.
It was
cool.
very, 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 very...
Such a wonderful.
He's cooler man than me.
He's such a wonderful.
He's cooler
band
than any of us times five.
Yeah. Okay. Kenny, what time you think my dad went to bed on New Year's
Eve? He was at a house party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
After midnight, for sure.
After midnight? Okay. Dan, what are you thinking? Can I get a specific time?
I'm also thinking after midnight. He's at a party with a band.
Yeah, I think he went right home after 12. 12:30.
Okay, 12:30. All right, I'm going to write that down. This is MB. This is Kennedy's mom. Same task.
So what we did on New Year's Eve? Well, not that much, really. We're kind of hanging out. We're getting ready to move, and that kind of dominates our thinking at the time. We didn't do anything extraordinary, didn't go out anywhere, had a nice dinner. Sam settled in with some TV that he wanted to watch, and I decided I might take advantage of this time to start going through some things and, you know, cleaning out, organizing. Went upstairs and started what I could only call an archaeological dig. Some of these things are history, and it was all pretty interesting, much more than I thought it would be, and I kind of got caught up in it. So I have to say, when I did realize what my clock was telling me, it was not what I expected. At that point, I closed up shop, and that was the end of my New Year's Eve.
Dan, what are we thinking about MB, about Kennedy's mom? What time she went to bed?
Wildly different than your dad. That sounds early to me.
Early?
That sounds like... Oh, I'm going to say, I don't know what time you're wrong. Let's say 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Okay, I'm going to say 1 a.m. that it caught her off guard that she was up till 1 a.m. packing and going through things. All right, and now let's get to producer Dan's mom, Nancy.
I can't remember. What did I do New Year's Eve? We went out to dinner at the Prime Steakhouse. Oh, that wasn't New Year's, was it? We did a puzzle. I played country music. We watched some TV. We're supposed to watch Stranger Things, but we didn't get to it New Year's Eve because I fell asleep. And it was very quiet. We didn't do much, but you kids went out and had a great time at Nokomo's.
No,
I don't remember, so I guess it's not a very memorable New Year's Eve. It was cold in Florida, not compared to here today, though. And about that, not much else.
You made some espresso martinis.
Oh, those were really good. I did perfect my espresso martinis, finally, after 4 years. And they come out absolutely delicious. That's about all I can think of. What else did we do?
Okay, the fact that she couldn't remember what she did
says
to me it was a late night. And the fact that we were having espresso martinis, which keep you awake, again says to me it was
Kenny, what are we thinking for Nancy? How late did she stay up?
I want to say she made it to midnight, but I don't think she did. So I'm going to say 10:45.
10:45? Okay, that's pretty good. I'll go with that. So we have my dad around 12:30. We have MB, your mom, somewhere between 10 and 1.
Maybe. I said 10, you said 1.
Right. And we're saying Dan's mom, Nancy, about 10:45. Mm-hmm. Here is my dad.
The band stopped playing at midnight, but the lead singer came back and played acoustically from 1:30 a.m. until 3:05 a.m., and we got back to the RV about 3:30 a.m. and went to bed at 4 a.m. Happy New Year to all.
How old's your dad?
He's 80.
He is a bad, bad man.
4 a.m., guys.
He is thriving. The only time I see 4 a.m., well, that's usually when I'm walking in the door here.
That's crazy.
He was out till 4 o'clock in the morning.
His longevity is astounding.
It's incredible. All right, and here is MB.
So we actually went to bed at 9:30.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
She's a good one.
And here is Dan's mom, Nancy. Yeah.
Probably about 9 o'clock. I'm not a New Year's Eve person. I'm old. I did all that when I was younger. I don't do that anymore.
Did you know that when she was younger?
I just thought the espresso martinis might have keeping her awake a little
bit. It did.
Bit.
No. No.
Really?
She's in bed by 8 o'clock every night. Passed out on the couch.
No, I get it. But I'm just saying, if I have an espresso martini, that's it. I'm up. I'm done.
Oh, no. She's worked at a coffee company for 45 years.
Oh, you're right. You guys do drink coffee like it's water.
I still can't get over my dad.
The band stopped playing at midnight, but the lead singer came back and played acoustically from 1:30 a.m. until 3:05 a.m., and we got back to the RV about 3:30 a.m. and went to bed at 4 a.m. Happy New Year to all.
Someone texted in, let's play a game of guess whose parent is from Boston. Don't make fun of my mama's accent.
It's perfection.
She does not have an accent, Dan.
I don't remember what I did.
Our parents just lack them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.